Hey Saints fans, Charles here. Getting this episode together was a struggle, for reasons both ridiculous and genuinely sad. First, our opponent this week was the Green Bay Packers, and we were excited to talk to Chapo's resident cheesehead, Matt Christman. He had to cancel on us as his wife was scheduled to give birth to their daughter on Sunday, the same day as the game, and football was obviously way down on the priority list. Couldn't have been happier for him. It's the best possible reason to have someone cancel a podcast spot. Unfortunately, as many of you know, in between that news and game day, Matt suffered an apparently serious health setback, and Elron and I wanted to start this episode by sending our love to Matt, his family, and everyone at Chapo, and wishing for the best for him.
We love him. Yeah, I hope he's better soon. You know, he makes a quick recovery. Can't wait to hear his voice again. You know, that'll be nice.
After we got the initial good news about Matt, we reached out to another friend to fill in for him on the episode, Milwaukee's own Alex, or as you may know her from Twitter, Vodka Lemonades. Unfortunately, after recording the episode, Alex's audio file was corrupted, and we couldn't collectively figure out a time to re-record. As a stopgap, I've cobbled together what I could from the conversation between me and Ron, and Alex agreed to try to recreate the trash talk we asked her to throw at us during the episode. I slipped it in where it was in the original, and let's agree to pretend that the Frankensteining that I had to do to make it work sounds natural. And all of that after the Saints' first loss of the year, in a truly crushing way, so we were already suffering. Well, here goes nothing. City Saint and Country Saint, Episode 4, Saints at Packers. Cue the sad horns. 3, 2, 1. All right, here we are. Episode 4, Week 3 of City Saint and Country Saint. It is our first depressing loss podcast after we fell in really crushing fashion to the Green Bay Packers, 18-17. Here to talk about it with me, your friend and mine, Elron Mexico. How are you, Ron?
I'm doing bad.
It's Wednesday and it's still doldrums, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I have not gotten over this one.
Yeah. We're going to wear this one for a while. Our Wisconsin resident is here to celebrate Green Bay's win. We might as well just start with this. It is a new segment. I haven't even told Ron that I was going to do this segment, but we might as well just get it over with fast and, you know, pull the poison. We are calling this segment Get Our Ass. You have at least 30 seconds and as much as 2 minutes to just rip us to shreds over the win and just absolutely depress us for the next hour.
First of all, thank you so much for having me on the show. Second of all, you let the Packers win without 5 of their starters? That's fucking ridiculous. 18 points in the last 11 minutes of the game? What were you guys doing out there, sleeping? You let Jordan Love come back? This is not Aaron Rodgers out there. He's a talented kid, obviously, has a lot going for him, and there's a lot of hope built up around him. But you let him do Aaron Rodgers things in the fourth quarter of this game, the last 11 minutes of this game, to score 18 unanswered points. I understand Derek Carr went down, but I mean, come on. We're missing 5 starters. This is Jordan Love out there. Are you freaking kidding me?
I think Ron and I can agree that we didn't write him off, but not out of any respect. But we watched what happened to Tampa last year when we gave up 2 touchdowns in the last 3 minutes to lose a playoff spot. So not great to have that happen again so soon, just as the scars were healing.
And we were looking so good until that point. Like, not like our offense, because our line is terrible, but like I was feeling really good about everything until then. I was lost. I might have jinxed us, because I actually Googled, where's the Super Bowl this year?
No.
Yeah. I was curious. And I was like, then my next Google was like, is it easy to sneak into the Super Bowl? And it turns out it's not. Like, I had this whole fantasy. I was really, really hype until the fourth quarter.
Yeah. I mean, this was a tough game to watch, because other than the score, like, our defense was doing well.
Yeah.
And we had, you know, 17 points, but one of them was a kick return.
Yeah, Shaheed.
You know, which is great. I love Shaheed. but it's kind of fluky. You don't expect it to happen much. And then Carr got hurt, and I just expected Jameis Winston also to die or fumble multiple times.
Yeah.
Because our line really, I mean, look, I never played. I've only watched a ton of football. But it seems like all the good offensive linemen are basically on their toes, right? You're on your toes and you're pushing off and you're pushing into someone. And even if you're pass blocking and kind of backtracking, you're on your toes. And all the Saints linemen feel like they're doing some kind of trick where they walk on their heels like they're in a carnival. And
maybe they got the wrong shoes.
Yes.
Maybe they need new shoes. I don't...
They're wearing them backwards with heels in the front.
Yeah.
And so they're always off balance. And as soon as they get hit, they look like they're on skates, every single one of them.
Right. We were winning that game with, like, defense and special teams, and, like, I started getting, like, an attitude, like, yeah, we're tough, we're the best, we're the strongest, toughest team in the league. I that was probably how, like, conservatives feel about the military. You know, I started getting real, like, braggadocious. I was like, oh, man, we're like the Ravens, or the Jets used to be under Rex Ryan. You know, I was, like, feeling it, man. I never had, and we just blew it.
Have you ever been to an away game, Ron?
Never. I've never been to a baseball game. I've never been, like the only thing I've ever done is Saints and Pelicans. And in those same, in the Smoothie King and in the Dome. Right. I've never got, I've always wanted
the Zephyrs,
to.
Are the Zephyrs still there?
Oh, yeah, AAA? No, I do go to the Zephyrs games. Yeah, I forgot. That's just like Little League or something.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's AAA, isn't it?
Yeah, it's AAA. I don't even know who they are. They used to be, why did they change so much? It used to be the Brewers. It was the Brewers when I first started going. Because, like, I think Mike Matheny played there and Jeff Cirillo. I don't know if you know these guys. They're kind of old. But, like, they had, like, it was the Brewers and then it was the Astros. I don't know who they affiliate for now.
They are now, first of all, they are now called the Baby Cakes.
Yeah, we're the Baby Cakes now. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, and the Marlins.
The Marlins. Okay.
Though, actually, here's the history. Brewers 93-96, Astros 97-2004, Nationals 2005-2006, Mets 2007-2008, and the Marlins 2009-2019. Are they gone? Do they no longer even exist?
Yeah, I think the Baby Cakes might have got dissolved.
Yeah, they...
No pun intended on Kate. Well, let me see.
Oh, 2000. Oh, this is so depressing. 2019, they relocated to Wichita.
Are they still the Baby Cakes? Because that would make no sense. That'd be like the Utah Jazz, because it's about the King Cake Baby.
Oh, no, they're the Wichita Wind Surge.
Okay, I'm happy about that fact.
Depressing. And so they don't even have a team. God, you learn some terrible news when you're already feeling bad.
I know, now they take the Baby Cakes away.
Yes. Thanks, Wikipedia. So I guess we might as well talk about this depressing game a little. We've already talked about the line, which is a persistent problem. They can't run at all. I'm hoping Kamara changes that, right? Kendre Miller seemed to get a couple of runs off in the second half, but they didn't use him very much. But they can't run. They can pass when the quarterback has any time, but he never has any time.
Yeah.
And they finally started calling penalties on the DBs late in the game, and I guess that was the second touchdown, is they got down the field quickly twice.
Our one good touchdown was Jimmy, which was nice. That felt really good. And
Jimmy getting a touchdown was like, man, if you thought that Ron searching for Super Bowl tickets was a jinx, the two of us texting each other after Jimmy scored about how we made it back to the promised land and everything was, you know, sunshine and rainbows because Jimmy was back. You know, there were a lot of, we did a lot to bring this on ourselves.
Yeah, we did. We deserve it. I mean, you know, and then Jimmy tried to do the Lambeau leap, and they didn't accept him. That was very ambitious of him to think that the fans would...
Well, when he tried to jump in, they treated him like a kidney with the wrong blood type. So they weren't having this.
That was cold.
If you're not wearing green. Other than that, it was just weird. You know, like, they weren't that much worse, honestly, with Winston than they were with Carr. Neither of them did a very good job of feeling the pressure.
Yeah.
They both made a couple of decent throws, but there was at least one that I think from Jameis, which made me mad. Like, they had someone open and just flat missed him.
Yeah.
But it was tough. They just didn't move the ball well. Like, everyone's going to remember the kick, right? Yeah. Everyone's going to remember pushing a 47-yard field goal wide. But that's not even the thing that bugged me the most. The thing that I think will haunt me, that I will see in my nightmares for a while, is Jordan Love planting his foot and DeMario Davis spinning off into infinity. Yeah.
Yes.
On the fourth down touchdown, because he had him squared up, and I thought they had him dead on the one or the two, and he just shimmied and Davis disappeared, and that doesn't happen to him much, and I was just like, God, it's going pear-shaped.
Yeah. I said I was watching at work with my coworker, my friend, and I said, we need DeMario right here. Watch this. And I thought that exact same thing was gonna. I got prevision it or whatever. And then when I was happy when I saw the matchup. I was like, all right, Davis is gonna stop him. And then he juked him, and it was, and I felt like you, like, oh, the game is over with now. Like, this is we're not destined to win this one.
Yeah.
It had put a bad feeling in my stomach for the rest.
Yeah, because then they flushed. On the two-point conversion, they flushed Love, and then he threw across his body, for the two-point conversion. And I was like, oh, this isn't great. But if we run enough time off the clock, oh, we're punting already, I guess. I guess we're punting now. So there's still plenty of time. And even then, we gave up the touchdown, and then we drove down the field, and we made it to the 40, or the 30, for a 47-yard kick, and we still had time, right?
Yeah. There was a minute left, and they had two timeouts.
Yeah, but forgetting about the timeouts, they're just like, we're just going to take a knee.
Yeah.
That's it. We're close enough. And I was just like, that's not good. You're not running enough clock. And 47, like, Groupie's going to make it, I think, more often than he misses it. But he's going to make it every fucking time from 30. Move the ball up a little. Mm-hmm. Like, you've proven that you could move the ball a little. You can at least, throw the ball away or whatever. But I think I honestly think they were terrified of their own offensive line. Mm-hmm. Like, they were like, we got into field goal range, and if we actually run a play, Jameis is going to fumble the ball because all of our linemen are going to, like, open the door to let him through. Just a fucking bunch of saloon doors, people gang rushing him. So I think they gave up on the offense actually doing anything, and it cost them.
Definitely seemed like that. Like, yeah, they were just playing too conservative at the end. Scared. They were playing scared.
I thought that they had maybe a little bit of a makeshift offensive line, and we barely put pressure on Love. I think he needs to work on his accuracy because we weren't really putting pressure on him. And he missed some good downfield shots, which I thought could have killed us. It would have spared me the humiliation of blowing 17-point lead in the fourth quarter if he had hit on the other passes. But your offensive line, I thought, was great against what is a pretty good pass rush. And I really liked the way our corner Yadam came in. Alante Taylor was great, mostly. Lattimore was great. I thought Yadam, who came off the bench because Adebo got hurt. Well, I thought Yadam actually did a very good job. Yeah. Like, even the touchdown he gave up, the coverage was great.
Yeah.
But Love dropped it in a basket. And who caught the winner?
Was it Dobbs?
Was it Romeo Dobbs? That pass was perfect, and the catch was really nice. I can't even complain about Yadam's coverage. I did not think Howden was that good at safety coming in for May. Like, there were some real open, were some real holes in the zone, and he hit, like, especially at the end, Love hit those passes. And so, a little bit brutal. A little bit brutal. So I just want to get some closing thoughts, Ron.
Yeah, the Packers were scrappy. Like, I kind of became a Packers fan a little bit the more I think about that game, it's like, man, I kind of like the way they won it. That would have been great to be a Packers fan to watch that. I'm a little jealous that you got to see that, experience that. I'm like, we have to beat Tampa this week. Because, like, I need to come, like, I am in a sad place about the Saints right now.
Yeah.
Like, it was so weird. Like, this was, like, such a roller coaster because, like, when we're winning, like, I hate commercials, I hate ads, I hate corporations. But, like, you know, we're winning, and I'm at work watching the game, and, like, I'm singing the Burger King song when it comes on the commercial. I'm whistling the Nationwide tune. You know, like, I'm just happy. Like, and I hate those companies, but I'm just, like, Whopper, Whopper. I hate it so much. But when you win it, and I think that's what ads do. It's like, man, you're in a good mood. Look, you're going to see this good product, and you'll associate that feeling with that. Maybe you'll want to get our insurance or eat our hamburgers or something. And then go from that to be like, when we lost, I was like, I want to chop the Burger King man's head off. You know what I mean? It was like complete roller coaster. I was just like...
No, after Groupie missed the kick, I blew up a Citibank. I am in a very weird place for the rest of the season because I was genuinely flying high because I think our schedule is soft. I think we were starting a soft schedule 3-0, and now I'm just like, we are going to be like asking for volunteers to play quarterback by week 5 because everyone is going to get like successively decapitated. Because they can't block anyone. The stats really say that Ramczyk has been decent and everyone else has been absolute dog shit. Like, the starters and their backups are all completely confused. No one knows what their assignments are. They all seem to be on their heels constantly. It would be one thing if they could run block but couldn't pass block for long, but they are getting every first down is getting nothing, and then second down gets nothing, and so it's constantly third and long, which just puts way too much pressure on the line to hold up for a downfield play. And the only thing I could hope is that Kamara coming back opens up the screen game a little, but that's not Jameis. You know, that's something that I think Carr would have been much more comfortable with. And so now I have really gone, like, it's a very bipolar sense of this season. Is now I'm, like, terrified that we started a podcast about... It's like we started a podcast about how awesome outdoors is right before the pandemic. And so we'll see.
We could get blamed. We'll see how that goes. You know, like we did this. Yeah.
Yeah. Fortunately, not enough people listen.
Good. Good. But we don't want to get blamed.
So that's it. Thank you to Alex for joining us. Thank you, Ron. On behalf of everyone here at City Saint and Country Saint, who dat? Have a good night.
Hey. Fuck.